The United Nations Children's Fund estimates 1 billion children, almost half the children in the world, live in urban areas. According to a new report by the Children's Agency, as cities grow larger, so do the problems children who live in cities have to endure. The UNICEF report says more than 80% of the 1 billion children who live in cities live in megacities in Africa, Asia, and Latin America. UNICEF spokesman Patrick McCormick says the children in these large cities are the most vulnerable to various forms of exploitation, from child labor to prostitution. They are so poor, Mr. McCormick says, they are often willing to do anything to survive.
It's a pretty ferocious environment when you're down at the bottom to fight for the sort of the scraps that come your way. A huge temptation, of course, to go into the criminal world. You can see that all over the world, especially in developing countries, children who are reduced to begging or stealing or doing jobs like washing windscreens or handing out newspapers or whatever it is. These are not sustainable occupations.
The UNICEF report notes that during the last century, the world's urban population grew more than tenfold. As the cities have grown bigger, health conditions have often become worse. In some cities in developing countries, the report says child mortality rates are as high as 100 to 200 per 1,000 live births, and many children suffer from anemia and malnutrition. However, UNICEF says there is some room for optimism. The report points out that some cities around the world are taking steps to make their environment safer and healthier for children. It says in Calcutta, India's second largest city, as many as 42 police stations are involved in activities to protect children at risk, especially street children. Another child-friendly project is underway in the Dominican Republic. The study says 14 cities in that Caribbean country are working with UNICEF to create parks where children can play safely. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.